with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands men's national 3x3 basketball team returned home to a hero's welcome on Monday, greeted by a proud crowd of supporters at Owen Roberts International Airport. The celebration followed a historic showing at the inaugural FIBA 3x3 Caribbean Cup in Nassau, Bahamas, where the Cayman men clinched two bronze medals across 2 days of high-intensity action. Their campaign included first-ever 3x3 victories over St. Lucia, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, and host nation Bahamas, cementing Cayman's place among the region's rising basketball powers. At stop one on Thursday, Cayman opened with a 16-14 win over St. Lucia, dropped a close one to Haiti 14-11, then bounced back in the bronze medal match with a 19-14 victory over Jamaica. Those wins marked Cayman's first 3x3 triumphs over both St. Lucia and Jamaica. On Saturday at stop two, the men's squad kept the momentum going, beating Trinidad and Tobago 13-8, edging out host nation Bahamas 12-11 in a thriller, and finishing with a 15-10 loss to Jamaica. That performance secured another third-place finish and more historic wins, this time over Trinidad and Tobago and the Bahamas. Team captain Nathaniel Anderson says the squad is proud of what they've accomplished.
I feel great. You know, we're obviously, like, we're happy about our performance, but we're not comfortable. We're looking to get back into the gym right away and, you know, just to continue to improve. So
this is nice. It was a different for a change, because usually we go to Europe somewhere around the other coast, but now this one was in the Caribbean. What was different about the level of playing that you competed against?
Well, we definitely had our times, like you said, where we traveled and we got beat up on a little bit. This game is newer in the Caribbean for sure, so we had a little bit more experience. We definitely were leaders out there throughout the practices, throughout the games, and it was just a good feeling to be out there and kind of know and be able to teach and, you know, have a little bit of knowledge ahead of the game. So
what was most memorable to you about this tour?
I got to be honest, I think the first game winner that Brian Ebanks had, I think that started off the trip great. It was a tough game from start to finish. Everybody had nerves, and Brian went out there and won it for us. So,
what game was that?
That was against St. Lucia.
Okay.
Yeah, the game was tied, 2 minutes left on the clock. We needed the two to win the game, and Brian knocked it down. So,
Awesome. What did you learn about your teammates this time around? It's always changes here or there.
I think what happened this time around is that everybody came out of their shell, and it was good to kind of see that. You know, you had a different version of everyone in practice, but when the clock's running down and we need stops and we need rebounds, so I got to see the aggressiveness in my guys, so I think that was the biggest thing.
Jamaica, you all beat them the first game, but lost to them the second game. What do you think happened? What was the difference? What adjustments were made?
I'm going to tell you the truth. The first game, we went out and we were aggressive from all 10 minutes, just taking it to them. In the second game, I mean, not to say anything, but the referee wasn't in our favor. And we kind of started to get this, you know, just our heads got out of the game a little bit. You know what I mean? Emotions were high. We started to, you know, get down. And so I think if we had just continued, especially with so much time on the clock, could have made a difference for sure. So.
And the toughest game you all played, you think?
Bahamas. In their hometown.
Yeah. I could imagine the crowd.
Crowd was going crazy. It was 11-11. I tuned them out, but definitely could hear them in the back. So hitting that last shot, I was ready to get loud. I was, you know, making our scene. But it was tough to play them in their hometown, for sure.
Was it because of the crowd support they had, or was it because of their level of skill?
I think it was a bit of both. All of their guys, you know, Bohemian basketball players are known to be best in our region for sure. So, but they definitely had a crowd, and they are not scared to be loud, say whatever's on their mind. We had guys yelling all sorts of stuff, and to play through that as young men, it takes maturity. And I think we heard from the director that of this entire camp that we kept our head level-headed the whole time, and they liked that about us. So.
Meanwhile, Cayman women's national 3x3 team faced a tough field. At stop one, the women fell to St. Lucia 12-3 and Jamaica 21-3. On Saturday, they battled hard but came up short against Haiti and eventual champions Jamaica. Despite the results, team captain Vivian Worrell says the experience was invaluable.
Other than coming back with injury, it was quite a good experience for our team. We left with four girls, three of us, who haven't played international 3x3 before, and I feel like we came back with a better understanding of what 3x3 is and how we can develop ourselves as a nation.
What injury? What happened?
So we played a tough game against Haiti. Due to unseen circumstances, I came back with a bad ankle. I left with a bad one, came back with two.
Okay. What would you say about the competition that you guys faced over there?
Some strong competition. We went against countries like Jamaica, Haiti, St. Lucia, Bahamas, we played back the home country. We lost to these teams, but I feel like losing to them gave us that focus to do better and get better.
What was most memorable, though, about this outing?
How we came together as a team. As I said, we left with three girls who haven't played international ball. Yeah. And I feel like understanding each other and just coming together to get the job done really did us a big one.
What do you think you guys need to do differently for the next round?
Practice, practice, practice.
The FIBA 3x3 Caribbean Cup wrapped up on Saturday with Cayman's men's team proving they belong among the region's elite and the women gaining critical court time against top-tier competition. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports. For this evening, I'm Dion Anglin.